The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For halachic wills and estates, or other inyana Yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Shmuel Safman Beis. The Gemara says a story. The Gemara is on the top of the Amid, almost to the top of the Amid. Give me the 100 zuz that you owe me. Vehei shtar, and here's your shtar. I have a shtar that says you owe me $100. I'll give you back the shtar when you pay me the money. Amale, the loive who was approached to pay the money, says, praticho, I already paid you last week. I gave you $100. Amale, hani sitroi ninu. True, you paid me $100. Hani sitroi ninu. Sitroi miloshen sotar, which means a different way. The money was given to me for something else. There was a different choiv that I had, an old choiv, that I didn't have a shtar. And the money that you gave me last week, I took as a payment for that choiv. But the choiv that I'm being tevei you now for, that I have a shtar, is not paid up yet. Now, the Gemara is talking, the Rishonim explain, when there are Eidim that saw the $100 exchanging hands. Reuven came to Shimon, he was tevei him for the $100 that he owed him. Shimon says, I paid you. Shimon produces evidence. Picture the scene as such. Reuven came to Shimon. Shimon, in order to have evidence, Shimon, the way Shimon claims the story is, Shimon says Reuven didn't have a shtar on him. Shimon didn't want to get into a problem that maybe Reuven is going to be tevei a second time. He therefore used his camera or his cell phone to video the scene. And he has on camera, he has on film, him handing over $100 bill, 100 zuz, to Reuven. So there are Eidim. Obviously the Gemara talks about Eidim. Well, we could say that there was clear evidence on film that Shimon paid the money to Reuven. So what's the halacha? On the one hand, there's a Maisa Peroyo in Bifoneinu that indicates clearly that Shimon did pay up a chayv to Reuven. On the other hand, Reuven is claiming that chayv is not paid and he's holding on to a shtar. So what do we do? Amar Rav Nachman, the Gemara says, Isra Shtoro. The Shtoro is Isra. The Shtoro is already, its validity is cast in doubt, and therefore the chayv cannot be collected by way of the shtar, which Reuven, the Malva, is still holding on to. Rav Papa Amar, lo Isra Shtoro. Rav Papa says, no, he has a shtar. He has a reason, he's still holding on to the shtar. Normally, as we know, you can't say paraiti. Shimon, if he owed him $100, would not be able to say paraiti if Reuven was holding on to a shtar, because it's a basic claim of shtor chobiyodi my boy. Why would Reuven still be holding on to the shtar if the choiv had been paid up? It's not ironclad. It could be that Shimon decided to pay Reuven when he had $100 and he didn't collect the shtar. But generally speaking, if somebody holds a shtar, that means that the debt, which is written in the shtar, was not given back yet. Otherwise, the shtar would have exchanged hands back into the possession of the loiver. Therefore, the Papa says the shtar is still a good shtar. We paskin, the Rambam, all the other Rishonim, the Goyim, paskin like Rav Nachman, which is always the case in Dine Momin. We paskin Hilchus of Rav Nachman Bedini, and therefore the halacha is that the choiv cannot be collected by way of this shtar. So the practical question is, which the Rishonim discuss, what happens now? On the one hand, Reuven is holding a shtar. On the other hand, Shimon produces a video or a picture of him handing over $100 to Reuven. The psak of the Rif is, and this is the psak of the Mechaber and Cheshemish ben Nunches Siv Beis, that the shtar is bottle legamri. Since in front of us on video we see a Maisa Peroyer, we take the bezel, we'll take the shtar away from Reuven, they'll rip it up. There's a Maisa Peroyer, and that's that. This is the psak of the Rif and the Goyim. Toisvis, B'shem Rabbeinu Tamar Rabbeinu Chananel, says a tremendous chiddush. Toisvis explains that the lashon of Isra Shtar all over Shas does not mean that we rip up a shtar. Isra means there's a reis in a shtar. The shtar is a shtar, which means that since Reuven is holding on to a shtar, we see in front of us somebody who has an outstanding debt that has not yet been paid, and therefore the halach is he could collect. But whereas a normal gvias choiv b'shtar, the person who's collecting the debt will not have to make a shvuah, being that he's holding onto a shtar, which is evidence that the money is owed to him. In this case, since some doubt was cast by Shimon's counterclaim on the validity of his collecting the choiv, the halacha will be that Reuven will have to make a shvuah to back up his collection. This is a big chiddush, and the Rishonim reject this pshat. It's not brought la halacha. So we have the shita of the Mechaber, which says that we rip up the shar. What's interesting is the Ramah does not paskin like the Rif and the Goyinim. The Ramah paskins like other Rishonim that says loy magbinon v'loy karinon, which means that Eifenemes, on the one hand, Reuven does have a shtar. Whenever a Balchoyev has a shtar, we see that as edus, that the Choyev has not yet been paid up, in which case Reuven can collect. However, on the other hand, there's a reisa. So there is doubt cast on the shtar. The shtar cannot be used to collect. So the halach is we don't rip up the shtar, but we also don't allow him to collect, which means that the issue is still a sophic, which the Rishonim explain, and the Ramah brings this la'alocha, that if he's tofas, if Reuven will be tofas from Shimon, Reuven was able to seize some type of possession or some type of money from Shimon, the halacha will be that we will not take that money away from Reuven because there's a suffix, and now he's the muksan on that money. It's not normally the usual chain of events, just to make it more realistic, the halacha of Lamaisa, according to the Ramah, will be that if obviously Reuven can't collect the choyv from Shimon, lo magbinon v'lo makarinon. However, if there was a counterclaim, Shimon claimed that Reuven owed him, let's make it more realistic. The next week after that story takes place, and Bezin says, sorry Reuven, you can't collect the choyv, but the issue is left hanging, it's a sophic. The next week, Shimon and Reuven get into a fender bender, and Reuven is found guilty on owing Shimon money. According to the Psak of the Goinim, the issue of last week was settled. We see the shtar as no longer existing. We see the choyv as no longer existing. Since there's Edim, we have on film that Shimon made a ma'aseh peroin to Reuven. Therefore, that choyv is wiped out, and now there's a new choyv. Reuven owes money to Shimon. However, according to the Psak of the Ramah, if Reuven next week incurs some type of chiv, that he has to pay money to Shimon, the halacha will be that he's not going to have to pay now because it's still in doubt that maybe Shimon owes him $100 from last week. The $100 that happens this week will be cancelled out. That will be a very realistic halacha l'maaseh difference between the two pshatim. Which means that if Shimon didn't realize what happened, and Shimon is a customer of Reuven's, and Reuven is a customer of Shimon's, and Reuven the next week takes goods on credit, then Reuven will not have to pay the debt to Shimon because he could use the debt of last week, which is thrown down, and claim Muchzokis that he does not owe the money. The Ramban has a fourth sheet over here, which is very hard to understand. The Ramban says, and this is not brought lalocha, the Achroinim bring the Ramban. There got to be certain cases, but this is not the halacha lemaisa, but it's an interesting sheet. The Ramban says that the halacha will be that the shtar will be used to collect from Bnei Choyrin. We know that normally a shtar can not only be used against the loiva, but if the loiva does not have possessions, then the malva will use the shtar, go to property that was sold previously by, or any metalklin, bizman hazeh, that was sold by the loive, since the lien was placed on the possessions of the loive, and the malva will go collect from that, from that property, or those metalklin. And then the lokech, the person who bought that from Shimon, will have to take it up with him. The Ramban says that this shtar, which is cast in doubt, Isra Shtora, of Sitroi Ninu, the halacha will be that it will collect from Bnei Choyin and not from Mishubadim. This pshara is very hard to understand, but in any case, it's not halacha l'maisa. What we do have halacha l'maisa is the Meshit of the Mechaber, that the choyv will be cancelled out. Anytime Shimon pulls out that video that shows that he handed over $100 last week to Reuven, Reuven can say whatever he wants, but Shimon has a ma'aseh peroyin on candid camera. And therefore the halacha is that he will not have to pay the money to Reuven. The halacha will be true again according to the Ramah, except for the fact that we're not going to rip up the shtar. And there is doubt that if there's any counter debt which will be created on the person of Reuven, that he owes money to Shimon, the halacha will be that those two debts will cancel each other out. Now, till now we've been discussing the fact that Shimon has on video, or he has Edim, that he paid money to Reuven. What happens if there is no evidence? Reuven walks in the bezin, pulls out a shtar, says to Shimon, pay me the $100, I'll give you back the shtar. Shimon says, I paid you last week. Reuven says, true, but I took that money for a different choif. Well, that money was given to me for a different choif. What happens now? So, the Gemara says in Ksuba Staf Pehe, and this is also brought La'alocha, that Reuven, since he could have denied having gotten money from Shimon last week, now has a migu, and that migu will help to make the shtar into a good shtar. Even if normally we say isra shtar in the case of Sitroi, when there was a vada peroyin, but where there was no peroyin, or at least we have no evidence of peroyin, and Reuven could have denied any peroyin taking place, the halacha will be that Reuven will be nemon, and he'll be able to be moitzi the moment without a shvur. Again, according to Tosfos, where the whole difference between isra shtar and not is only with a shvur, it's obvious that the pshat in the Gemara and Ksuvos Daf Pe'e is that the money can be collected by Reuven against Shimon without a shvur, since he's holding on to a shtar and he has a migu to take away any doubts that are cast on his shtar. The halacha will be that he can collect without a shvur, in which case he'll be able to collect the full amount of debt that's written in the shtar. Normally, even though Bezman Hazeh we don't, the minig is not to impose shvuos in any case of litigation in Bezdin. That's the minig Bezman Hazeh the last few hundred years. So what we'll do is every time a collection of a choiv, al pidina de Gemara, will have to be accompanied by a shvuos hanoitlin, the halacha will be that we'll shave off a certain amount of the money in order to compensate the one who, the loiva, for not having put the malva under oath. But this shtar, that now does not have a reisa, will be able to be collected the full amount that's written in the shtar, because there is no reisa. The malva has a migu to back up his claim that the choiv that's written in the shtar was never paid. One thing that's not clear in the Gemara by us is, and it's not clear in the halacha, is what exactly, in the case where there was a video that showed Shimon paying money to Reuven, what exactly was said at time of the exchange of money, Midei Shimon, Liad Reuven? Did Shimon speak out that I'm paying you for shtar, for the chayv that's written in shtar X, and Reuven just didn't give it to him, and now he's using that shtar again next week? Or, he gave him the money, I owe you $100, and he gave him $100, and there Reuven says that I took the money for a different choiv. So, this is not clear from the sugya by us. But the Ran, in Ksubis, in the sugya that we said, in Ksubis Daf Pehei, and this is brought la'alach in Chesh Mishpat, Simen Pe Gimel Siv Beis, says a very big chiddush based on Al-Gemar, and he says, B'derech Klav, there are Edim that saw Shimon pay the money to Reuven, it means that Shimon spoke out, I'm paying you for the choiv that's shebishtar. More so, the Ran says. The Ran says that normally when a loiva was paying a malva, what do you think he was paying him? Was he paying him for some old debt that wasn't written up in the shtar, or was he paying him for the debt that Reuven had ammunition on him, because Reuven had a shtar that was a kosher shtar that he could use at any point against him? But derech klal, a loiva wants to be misalek, wants to free himself from a debt which is documented before getting rid of some old debt which he might be able to call into question in Bezdin. So it's clear that the loiva meant to pay the malva, the choiv, which is in the shtar that's being presented now a week later, and the Ran says that it's obvious from the Gemara that since Reuven felt that he had another debt coming to him, there was $100 on an old, there was an old car accident they were involved in 5 years ago, and they fought about it, and Reuven wasn't able to produce proper evidence, but Reuven feels that Shimon still owes him the money, so Reuven says, the money that I'm taking now, I took for a shtar. Let's make the halacha even sharper. Shimon comes in to pay Reuven a debt, and Shimon says, okay, here's $100 that I owe you, and give me back the shtar. Reuven takes the $100, and then Reuven says, sorry pal, I took that money against the choiv that you owed me from last year. Remember that business disagreement we had last year, and I claimed that you owe me, that you paid me $100 short, that you still chayived me $100? Well, I just took the $100 for that, I'm still holding on to my shtar. The Ran says that Reuven is entitled to do that. This is all part of the Gemara by us. There was an interesting case recently in Bezdin where somebody actually planned this out in advance. There were two people in a in some type of business disagreement, and we'll call them again Reuven and Shimon. Shimon felt that he was wronged by Reuven. It seems that the halacha was be'etzim on Shimon's side, but he didn't have the proper documentation to back himself up. Shimon claimed that he was owed $100 by Reuven. And what he did was, he let the matter slip because he knew he wasn't, he let the matter lie because he knew that he was not going to get the money out of Reuven. He let a few years go by, and then when Reuven had to lend money for a chasna, he presented himself as a good friend, and he was willing and able, but then Reuven had already forgotten. It's always the loiver who forgets that he owes money. Always the wrong party is the one who remembers, and the one who did the wronging usually has a shorter memory. And Reuven, the old good friend of Shimon, the old business partner, asked Shimon for a loan. Shimon wrote out on a shtar, Shimon gave him the $1,000, the $100, whatever that he wanted to borrow, and he then, when Reuven came to pay him for the chasana loan that he was willing to pay, he took the money, turned to him and said, I just took that money for the business disagreement that we had 5 years ago, I'm going to collect another $100 from you in Bezdin. According to the Rav, this would be justified. It might not be nice, but lahalocha, there's not much you could do about it. Since he says that he had a choiv, the money that he collected was for an outstanding debt, and he'll hold on to the shtar. Now, it's obvious that you can't force somebody to give you something shaloi kedin. I can't force my friend to sell me his car or his house or whatever the case may be, bal korchoy. Any hakno has to be made with the consent, obviously with the consent of the one who's being kind, with the das of the one who's being kind, with the consent of the one who's being makne. So how can you make a gvias choyv? How can Shimon collect that money and then turn around to Reuven and say, I took it for something else? Reuven never agreed to give it to him as such. The answer is quite obvious. Gvias Choyv is not something that depends on Das of Reuven. Since Shimon has an outstanding schus on Reuven's Nechosim, the same way if Reuven wouldn't want to pay at all, Bezin would allow Shimon to go in with a collection agency and seize property that belongs to Reuven. So over here also, what he's basically doing is seizing property, except that in most instances, Bezin will wait before they allow Shimon to go in and seize the property. And over here, the property was given to him, so he didn't do a Maisa Tvisa. But once he has it, he's not a gazlin if he claims that was Keneged, a Choyv, an outstanding Choyv that he let lie 5 years ago. So this is the Ran's Chiddush Lahalocha, which is very important in Hilchos Avot, based on the din of Hanis Yitroininu in our sugya. Obviously, a word to the wise, if anybody has such a situation, the smart thing to do is when paying up a debt, and one would be afraid that the money will be held against their will, against some choiv which they feel is not collectible from years ago, the smart thing would be to take the shtar before actually paying the choiv. To do that in front of Eidim, or to have something written out, a shoiv or a receipt, written out kineged the shtar, in which case, the old choiv can never be used against him because he has on a piece of paper, on a receipt, that says that the money was given to me, the money that I gave was given in payment of Choyv X that took place in such and such a day, and the Malva will sign that he received it as such. If the Malva received it as such, and he signed, he then will not be able to turn around and collect that Choyv the next week and claim that the money that he collected last week was for a different Choyv.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.